Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. We are extremely fortunate to have His Grace Kamalochan Prabhuji here with us today, and Prabhuji will be enlightening us by walking us through Srimad Bhagavatam, by discussing the glories of Lord Ramachandra today. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much, Dhanavad Pranam, Glorious Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for giving us this opportunity, your valuable time and association this morning. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to you now. Hare Krishna.
Jnanavirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuravanmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamiham Tadadi Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uttapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahaganar Gunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Samadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shivishatanvitamscha Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Niti Namine Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdhe Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dhanine Prabhave Namaha Padur Yodjala Premadhyaya Shri Rupanira Bhaktira Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Viruddhapa Siddhanta Dantaharine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambada Sambode Padambujaya Te Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidanandanahine Gaura Shakti Sarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Vipasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namaha Anjadatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Hare Krishna Karuna Sindho Jiravandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jaitam Suratur Pangur Mamanda Mater Gati Matsarvasvapadam Bhujo Radha Madana Mohano Divyadrindaranyakalpadrumadha Srimadratnagara Simhasanastho Srimadrada Srila Govinda Devo Prashtralibhissevyamano Smarami Sriman Rasarasarambhi Vamshivata Takastitaha Karshamveno Saned Gopir Gopinataha Shriyastunaha Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanasute Devi Pranamami Hari Shri Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Welcome all of you to the session on glories of Lord Ramachandra. First Ramayana is Ramayana Aranava. It is an ocean. When somebody says speak on Ramayana, it is like confusing. What to speak? From where to speak? So it is very difficult when there is no clear-cut section of Ramayana being asked to speak about. Anyhow, before speaking Ramayana, there is a tradition is that we chant the prayers of the great devotees of Lord Ramachandra, the author of Ramayana, Hanuman, Ram and Sita, who are the subject matter of Ramayana, and all the Jaya Mantras in the Ramayana in a traditional way. So let us chant those prayers and then start something about Ramayana. Shuknam Bharataram Vishnum Shajivaranam Chaturbhujam Prasannavadanam Dhyayet Saravikno Vishantaye Yachat Jaradalokchalatya Havarishadhyat Parasadam Viknam Dignanisadam Vishwakshenam Samashraye Pujantam Rama Rameti Maduram Maduraksharam Aruhi Kavita Shakam Vande Valmiki Kokilam Valmikir Munisimhasya Kavita Vanacharinaha Shrinvan Rama Kathanadam Konayanti Param Gatim Yapiram Satatam Ramacharitamrita Sagaram Matiprastam Munim Vande Pracet Samakalmasham Goshpadi Kritavarasim Masaki Kritarakshasam Ramayanam Mahamalatam Vande Nanatmajam Anjana Anandanam Viram Janaki Shokanashanam Kapeshamakshantaram Vande Lanka Bhayankaram Ullanga Sindho Salilam Salilam Yah Shokahanim Janakatma Jaya Adayatene Vapadayam Pranjalanjaneyam Anjali Anjaneyam Dipatalananam Kanchanadrikamaniya Vigraham Arijanta Purtaram Mulavasinam Bhavayayavavam Pavamanandanam Yatra Yatra Raghunatha Kirtanam Tatra Tatra Kutavastakanjalim Vashpavari Paripurna Lotanam Arthim Namadarakshasantakam Manojavam Marututulya Vegam Jitendriyam Buddhimatam Varishtam Vadatmajam Vanadayutam Ukhyam Shri Ramadutam Sharanam Prapadye Yatarana Jalair Sambutair Haraha Samyakti Vatya Darat Valmikir Vatanarandagritam Ramayana Akhyam Madhu Janmavyadi Jaravi Patti Marana Tittinta Sopadrum Sansarasa Vihaya Gacchati Pumahan Vishnopadam Shashvatam Tadupakata Samadha Sandiyogam Samudhupmatta Vakya Paddham Raghuvara Charitam Manipranidam Sharishchavadam Dasashirashchavadam Nishamayadvam Valmikir Sambhuta Ramasagara Gamini Punad Bunapunya Ramayana Mahanadi Shloka Saradala Kiranam Sargasallola Sankulam Kantagraham Aminam Vande Ramayana Aranavan Vaidehi Veda Vidye Parepum Seja Teda Shrutatmaje Veda Pratida Sadasit Sakshat Ramayana Atmana Vaidehi Saitam Samudramatale Haime Mahamandape Adhye Pushpukamasane Manimai Virasane Sustitam Agreva Chaita Pratim Prabhanjana Sute Tattvam Manibhye Param Vakhyantam Bharataj Viprarutam Namam Bhaje Shyamalam Swame Bhumi Sutra Purascha Hanuman Prascha Sumitra Sutaha Shatrugno Bharatascha Pashadalayor Vyadeshu Koneshu Cha Shugrivascha Vishanascha Yurat Tarasuto Jambavan Madhye Neela Charoja Komala Pachim Namam Bhaje Shyamalam Namostu Ramaya Lakshmanaya Divyai Chatasmai Janakatmajaye Namostu Rudrendrayamanilebhyo Namostu Chandrartha Murudganebhyah Astra Jetam Ramo Lakshmanascha Mahabalah Raja Raja Itzugrivo Raghavena Vipalitah Nasoham Kojalendrasya Ramasya Krishna Karmanah Hanuman Chatrasenyanam Nihanta Namaharutatmajah Naravanam Sahasramme Yudhe Pratipalam Bhavet Shilabhita Prahavatah Pada Pesya Sahasrasah Ardhaitva Purin Lankana Vivadaitcha Maitilim Samudharto Gamishyami Mishadam Sararakshasam Dharmatma Satyasandasya Ramoja Saradiryadi Urusheja Pradindandastam Dineetam Jehiramanim Apadam Apartaram Dataram Sarasampadam Lokavidamam Shri Ramam Bhuyo Bhuyo Namamiham Tapasvadhyayanaratam Tapasvivagvidambaram Nadam Pariprapraccha Valmikaru Nipungavam Ramaya Namaha. So today is the appearance day of Lord Ramachandra. Lord Ramachandra is the incarnation of Saushilya, incarnation of great wonderful qualities. Now Ramayana starts with a very interesting question. Tavasvadhyay niratam tapasvivagvidamaram naradam pariparpaccha valmikir munipungavam. Like Bhagavatam starts with the six questions on the sages of Naimisharanya. Ramayana also starts with the 16 questions of Valmiki. Of course, these are not 16 questions in one sense. It is one question. I want to know about Naram, a person. who is asmin sampratim loke, who is actually living in this world, in this planet at the time he should be living, and it should be man, and he should have the 16 qualities. Please tell about that person who has got the 16 qualities. That is a question asked by Valmiki to Narada, who is Munipungava. Tapasvadhyayanatam, who is engrossed in tapasya, svadhyaya tapasya, constantly glorifying the Lord, hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Valmiki Munipungavam, tapasvadhyayanatam, tapasvi vagvidamvaram. Not only was just tapasvi, a great knowledgeable person, Narada was vagvidamvaram. He was expert in speaking and presenting the knowledge what he has. So Valmiki, who actually originally took the Ram Mantra from Narada. Narada gave the Ram Mantra to Valmiki, and the Ram Mantra made him a great sage to such a great extent. To an extent, Valmiki had a Gurukul with 16,000 students. There is not a subject which was not taught there. People from all over the world came and studied in Valmiki Ashram. So he was born and brought up. He was born to his great sage, Pracheta, son, great sage, the son of a Brahmin. And then somehow it so happened there was one big eagle which came and took the small baby and then went and dropped among the hunters. So he grew among the hunters, and later on, in association of Narada, you know the story, I don't want to tell the story much elaborately. So he became Valmiki. First, Narada gave Ramanama mantra, Taraka mantra, and that Rama mantra expanded into Ramayana with this meeting of Narada coming again with the intention, oh, I have given Ramanama mantra, now let me explain the Ramanama mantra, Taraka mantra to Valmiki, and through Valmiki to the entire world in the form of Ramayana. What is Ramayana? It's nothing but the explanation of Ramanama. Abhinnatvat nama namino. Actually, there is no difference between Rama and Rama's name. Narada gave Rama Nama before, and now again he came to explain the Rama Nama in the form of Nara, in the form of Ramayana. Rama, such a sweet, straightforward name. Krishna, to even chant the word Krishna, you had to be crooked. You had to make the tongue twist and turn the tongue in different ways, even the mouth. Many people actually in ISKCON also cannot pronounce Krishna properly. But Rama is a very, very sweet, straightforward. Even to pronounce, even to write also. If you write in Sanskrit, Rama, it is quite straightforward, very simple. Anybody can write. If you have to say Krishna, so much of turns and so much of curvatures are there. Rama looks straight, Krishna looks crooked. If you go to Ayodhya, all the roads are straight in Ayodhya, whereas in Vrindavan, everything is crooked, the roads are crooked. The chadi which is held by, the stick held by Krishna is also crooked. But Ram, everything is straightforward. He talks straight, Krishna talks crooked, everything is good, Krishna is crooked. But Ram is so simple, so straightforward, it enters into hearts of everyone. That is why you find devotees of Lord Ram more than Krishna, because both are same one personality. So, what is the definition of Ram? Rama. Yogino Ramadhyanante Satyananda Chedatmani Iti Ramapadena So Prabhrahma Ityabhidhiyate. Yogino Ramadhyanante. One who gives pleasure to the mind. In Mantra Shastras, Ra is Aknikaraka, Mai is Amrita Bija. Ra produces, if you chant Ra, 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 Ra in a particular way in doing sadhana, fire will manifest. You can just create fire because the Ra is Agnikaraka. And by chanting the name Ram, Ra burns the sins which are committed in the previous life. And Ma is Amrita Bija. Ma. And Nashavar is Amrita. Amritatva. Amrita here means Prema, love of God. So, name of Ram, it actually burns the sin and gives a beautiful nectarian experience in the mind of the person who chants the name of Ram. Just imagine the name of Ram itself is like that, just how the expansion of the name of Ram in the Ramayana, how it would destroy sin. And not only it would destroy sin, it actually gives transcendental pleasure. That is why in the Ramayana itself, the glory of Ramayana has been described. And Lord Brahma tells to Valmiki, oh please, Valmiki, please write this Ramayana and this Ramayana would be a wonderful scripture. Please write, because this Ramayana is going to destroy the sins of the people. It is one of the things which actually destroys the sins and also gives great pleasure to everyone. In this way, Ramayana is a very wonderful literature, very famous not only in India, around the world. There was not a place in the world where Ramayana was not chanted, Ramayana was not played on a stage in Indonesia, whether it is Russia, whether it is South America. I went to South America a couple of years back, in Peru and in Bolivia. There is a national festival which happens. In the national festival, of course, now the festival is some crazy people dancing, and in that there is one villain who has 10 heads. They just do it because it's been happening for ages and ages, because Lord Ram ruled over the entire earth. Ramarajya was there, not only just in a small part of India, it was everywhere. In Brazil, there is one place called Pindorama. In fact, it is known as Small Rama. Originally, Brazil was called Pindorama. Now it's only a small suburb near Sao Paulo. Raimak River, it flows in Peru. So it's actually everywhere, Rama, everywhere Rama, throughout the world. Many, many places are named after Rama. If you just, this is another subject matter to see that, but I don't want to go into that subject matter. The geography of the world, the Rama geography of the world, the Ramayana geography of the world. The Ramayana as epic Russian, Russian language. There is a national festival in Serbia where Ramayana is played. Of course, there can be unlimited discussion about the cosmic, even the world's existence of Ramayana around the globe. Of course, that she is so famous. Now, here, Narada answers all the questions by describing these qualities which you are asked about. So what are the qualities, which 16 qualities which is asked by Valmiki? Valmiki says, Kahanostin Sampatim Loke Gunavan Kachavi Rivan Dharmakyasya Kritakyasya Satyasundo Dadavrataha Charitraya Koyuktaha Sarvabhutesh Koyitaha Vidvam Kahakaha Samarthaha Cha Kascha Eka Priyadarshanaha Atmavan Kojitakrodo Dutivan Kahanosulitaha Kasya Vibhati Devaha Cha Jato Rosha Samige Yedadutyam Yaham Shrotum Maram Param Kautu Halam Hime Maharshe Tvam Samarthosi Yatum Yetam Vidam Maram Naram. So here, when Valmiki asked a question to Narada, he had two conditions. The condition was, Kahanostin Sampratin Loke. There should be a person who is living now at present on this planet. Aspin Sampratin, Aspin means now here, Sampratin Loke. And another condition was Naram. He should be a Nara. He should be a person. He cannot be God. Because if I say that all these qualities which I have listed, like Gunavan, Vidyavan, Dharmajnaha, Satyajnaha, Satyasandaha, Satyavakyo, Dadavrataha, Charitrena Koyuktaha, Sarvabhutesh Koyitaha, all these qualities, 60 number, it is only present in God. But I want to know about a person, a man who has these qualities, and he should be living now. That was the condition. Hearing this thing, Narada, he says, Shrutvayeta Trailogagyo Valmiki Narada Vachaha. Hearing these questions by Valmiki, Narada, he starts speaking. Hey, Shuvitam iti cha amantriya prashto vakyam bhavito. Shuvitam, oh here, he's confused. How can I thought I'll speak about God. But now he asked about a human. Oh, let me speak about God who has come as a human. Baho durlabha chaiva yetvaya kitta gunaha. Very difficult to find such a person who has got all these 6 qualities, Valmiki. But there is one person who has this thing. Une vakshyam aham vidvantau yuktau shuvitam naraha. You told Naraha, I'll tell one person, there's one person. Who is he? Ikshvaku Vamsha Prabho Namo Ramo Nama Janeshutaha. Everybody has heard, you also must have heard him. Who is he? Ramo Nama Janeshutaha Ikshvaku Vamsha Prabho Raha. One of the greatest king among the Ikshvaku dynasty. He is Then he goes on describing further glories of Ram, the qualities of Ram. Niratma, Maharshi, Mahavir, Yodhutiman, Dhutiman, Vashi. When Narada described, he had a very unique style of describing. What is it? Externally, these qualities like Niyatatma, who has controlled his mind, Viryavan, one is very powerful, Dhutiman, one who is effulgent. But these are actually the descriptions of Brahman in the Upanishads, descriptions of God in the Upanishads. So, Ramayana, outside, it is a beautiful story, wonderful story, an epic. And inside, there is the roar of the Upanishads, the roar of the philosophy of the Upanishads, description of God. So that is how Valmiki Ramayana is a Kavya. Indirectly, Narada describes the glories of Ram as a man, as a human being, but inside there will be description, the same words describe actually Supreme God. Because if you directly say Ram is God, then the whole drama is spoiled. Because God himself came as a man to show how a man should live, how a human should live. That is the whole purpose of Lord Ram's appearance. That he wants to show to the entire world how a human should conduct his life and how a human should have divine qualities. He showed with an example. Not that he comes and does some extraordinary activities, which are superhuman activities, and humans think, oh, anyhow, he's God, so he can have, I cannot have. So Ram faced the same problems which everyone faces in our life. Every human faces different problems in their life. Tell me one problem which a human has faced and Ram has not faced. All the problems which a human can face ever in existence, until existence, Ram faced it. And then he showed to the world how to face those problems and what qualities are required to face those problems. So Ram came. But when he came, he not only just came, he alone, he came with three more brothers. That is why Ramayana describes that Vishnu came in four forms. Vishnu came in four forms. Of course, other Puranas, they talk about Vishnu came as Ram, and Ananta Sesha came as Lakshmana, and Shankha and Chakra came as Bharata and Shatrughna. But Valmiki Ramayana clearly says, Sahidevye Rudirnasya Ravanasya Vadashvide Arthaitko Arthito Manushye Loke Jagye Vishnu Sanatanaha. Jagye Vishnu Sanatanaha. Same Vishnu came in four forms. That is Ram, Lakshman, Bharata and Shatrughna. Now when these four forms appeared, they appeared in a very mystical way. We know how they appeared. Dashratha, he had 353 wives. Out of them, 350 were Bharya, and two were Maheshi. One is Patta Maheshi, that is Kaushalya is Patta Maheshi. And two are Maheshi, that is Kaushalya, Sumitra and Kaikeyi. Others are only wives, they are Bharya. He was only taking care of them. The reason he got married to 350 actually is not he wanted to get children, he tried one after the other. No, it was the fear of Parushram. Parushram, he and they had taken a vow that I am going to kill all the Kshatriyas in the planet. When he came to Dashratha to kill him, Dashratha, he had kept Kanyas in his court, in his mahal, in his palace. As soon as he heard Bhargava Rama, Parushrama is coming to kill him, he called a Pujari, he called a Kanya, he sat in the seat, got married to her. Because Parushrama took a vow that I am going to kill, but only exemption was that any king is getting married, at that time I will not kill him. So Dashratha knew this rule. So every time he came, 350 times he came, 350 times he got married. Of course, there's a story. But ultimately, we don't have to know about these 350. Three are main, that is Kaushalya, Sumitra, and Kaikeyi. They had a daughter. Kaushalya, through Kaushalya, Dashratha had a daughter, Shanta, and somehow Angaraja took the daughter in Dattata, means God. So he was taking care of the daughter, and later on the daughter grew up and got married to one great sage called Rishyashringa. Of course, there is a big story behind the sage of Rishyashringa. I'm not going to tell the story. Now Dashratha was advised by Vasishtha that we need to do yajna, Ashwamedha yajna, and also Putrakamishti yajna. So who is the perfect Purohita, the priest, the Ritvija, who can actually do Ritvik, who can do the Yajna? Who is the Purohita? So then Vasishtha himself recommended that your son-in-law is the best Purohita. Get him. So he got Rishasinga. Rishasinga performed the Ashwamedha Yajna, and then he told Putrakama Ishti Yajna. There is a category of Yajna called Ishti. Putrakama Ishti, Putrakama Ishti Yajna was performed. And then the Yajna, huge personality appeared. He is Yajna Purusha Vishnu himself. He appeared and then started speaking. He was actually 3 meals long, which huge personality. And Dasharatha was shocked to see his personality. Somehow he prayed, he came back to the original size, normal size, and gave to Dasharatha a pot of kheer. We all know this story, the pot of kheer, that it was divided into half. The first half was given to Kaushalya. And then the other half, which was left, divided again into half, that became one-fourth and one-fourth. One-fourth was given to Sumitra, and another one-fourth was divided again into half. That became one-eighth. One-eighth was given to Kaikeyi. And now one-eighth is more left. There's one-eighth. Dasharatha thought, whom should I give it to? When he thought, whom should I give it to? He saw there was Kaushalya. She had actually taken the kheer which was given to her. And he saw Kaikeyi, she also took the kheer what she wanted, what was given to her. It was Sumitra was holding the kheer still in her hand. Because if she is Sumitra, she wanted her sons to be servants of the sons born to Kaushalya and Kaikeyi. Because she knew that the children who are going to be born to Kaushalya and Kaikeyi into herself are not going to be ordinary children, they are divine children. She wanted, my children should be serving the divine personalities who are born to Kaikeyi and Sumitra. Understanding the glorious mind of Sumitra, Dasharatha gave the rest here, which was 1/8 part, again, twice he gave it to Sumitra. Sumitra, the greatness of Sumitra is being described in the Ramayana itself because she speaks one verse. That verse spoken by Sumitra becomes the topmost verse of Ramayana. The most important verse of Ramayana is the verse spoken by Sumitra, which actually she speaks to Lakshmana. Ramam dasharatam viddhi mam viddhi janakatmajam ayodhyam atavim viddhi gaccha tata yata sukham. The most important words of Ramayana were spoken by Sumitra to Lakshmana. When Lakshmana is going along with Ram, he thought, let me take permission from my mother. She must be very sad. So he went and paid obeisances to Sumitra. And then he was looking at Sumitra, asking Sumitra, can I go, Sumitra? She looked at Lakshmana. Oh, you're very sad that you're going to leave me? You're very sad that you're going to leave Lakshmana? Your father and then go, no, Ram Dasharatam Viddhi, for you Dasharatha is no more your father, Rama is your father. Oh, you're thinking that I am sad that you're going. I am no more your mother. Sita is your mother. Mam Viddhi Janakatmajam. Janakatmaja, who is Sita? You are, she is your mother now. You know, don't worry about me. I'm happy. And Lakshmana was stunned. Still he was not going. And she starts scolding Lakshmana. You are so attached to this Ayodhya. This Ayodhya is not Ayodhya. This Ayodhya is your forest. This is forest for you. Now get along with Ram. Get out now. Fast. Move along with Ram. Ayodhya matavim vidhi. Forest is Ayodhya for you. Lakshmana was stunned. And Sumitra is telling, go now. Why are you making any delay in serving Lord Ram? Go, go. Gacchatata. Oh, don't be sad that you're going. Don't go along with Ram with a dull face, with a dumb face. Yatha sukam. Happily go, my dear mother, my dear son, go. You're meant, Srushtattvam Anamasaya, you're meant to serve Ram. You're born for that. Imagine what a mother. In our ashram, some brahmachari joins. The mother starts saying, oh, chala gaya, whatever. Mujhe kaun dekhbhal karega? They cry like anything. Learn from Sumitra. Mother should learn from Sumitra. Speak this verse every day. Make their children serve Ram. because when children stay at home, they are spoiled. Send them out to Gurukul. Send them out to Sarvam. Sumitra's words becomes the topmost. Dasharatha knew this thing. He gave the second set of gift to. In this way, Navami, it is the afternoon of Navami, that is, Lord Ram was born. Of course, I don't want to go into astrological, which of nakshatra and all these things. You may not be really understanding all these astrological aspects of birth. Of course, the Lord is transcendental astrology, but there can be so much spoken about the qualities of Ram, qualities of Lakshmana, Bharata, Shatrughna, by their birth star. Now, Ram was born. Kaushalya gave birth to Ram. And next day morning, because after Kaushalya, Kaikeyi took the kheer. Though she is the third wife, she immediately took the kheer. So she gave birth to Bharata. Kaikeyi gave birth to Bharata on 10th, that is next day. Today is Navami, that is tomorrow is Dashami. Dashami morning, Kaikeyi gave birth to Bharata. In the afternoon, that is on Dashami afternoon, Sumitra gave birth to two children because she took care twice, that is Lakshmana and Shatrughna. So this is how the whole story goes. That is, Rama was born first, and then after Ram was born, Bharata was born, and after Bharata, Lakshmana was born. And then Lakshmana and Shatrughna together was born, they were twins. Now, if you go on telling, talking about their four in order, Ram, then Bharata, Lakshmana, Shatrughna. That is how we are supposed to tell, because Ram was born first, after Ram, Bharata was born, and after Bharata, Lakshmana, Shatrughna were born. But we don't say like that. We say Ram, Lakshmana, Bharata, Shatrughna. Rama, Lakshmana, and Bharata, Shatrughna. That is what we say. Why is it so? This is the essence of our today's class. Why is it so? It is because of this reason. Sumitra. Sumitra. What a name. So, brother to wives, Kaushalya. She comes from Kaushala Desha. That is why she is known as Kaushalya. Kaikeyi is known as Kaikeyi because she comes from Kaikeya Desha. But now, what about Sumitra? Which country she comes from? Who is her father? Who is mother? Nobody knows about her. She is only known as Sumitra. Mitam Trayati iti Mitraha, one who delivers us from all kinds of limitedness. What is that limited vision we have? I and mine. Ham mama iti adhyaha. This is the limited vision we have. So much limited vision. You think about, oh, my family, my husband, my wife, my child. That is called limited vision. Mitam. Mitra. Friend. What is the meaning of friend? One who delivers you from all kinds of limitedness. So only Guru can be your friend because Guru delivers you from all kinds of limitedness. He slaps your face and says, no, you belong to God. It is none of the things you have is yours. None of the people around you are yours. Everything belongs to God. Every thing, whatever we have in our house, in our property, everything belongs to God. One who teaches this is actually Mitra. And Sumitra is Su. Su means beautiful. Su means wonderful. Su means good. All Sundara, Mitra, beautiful Guru. She saw these two children who were just born to her. They are not drinking milk from her breast. And they are crying and crying and howling, Lakshmana and Shatrughna were like crying and crying and crying. She was not knowing what to do in her palace. And she immediately went to Kaushalya, took these two babies and went to Kaushalya. And Kaushalya, there Ram was crying and she was very mistaken. What to just imagine when children, babies are crying and they are not drinking milk, their mother is trying to pacify them. Very, very anxious situation for the mother. And Sumitra came and told, oh, Kaushalya, just what's happening when two children are not drinking milk, they're crying, they're not sleeping. Then she made these two children sleep next to Ram. Kaushalya gave birth to Ram. Then, surprisingly, both of them saw Ram and Lakshman were smiling, very nicely smiling. Then immediately Kaushalya took Ram and started feeding him. Then, immediately, because these two are smiling and this Shatrughna is still crying, she took Shatrughna and then went to Kaikeyi's palace, and Kaikeyi was, he said, Bharata was crying there, she was a small baby, crying. And then she made Shatrughna sleep next to Bharata. Both of them started smiling. They're so happy. Just see, babies were born, two, and she gave one to Ram, one to Bharata. Lakshmana to Ram and Shatrughna to Bharata. That is Sumitra. And so one in service of Ram, one in service of Bharata. And I say, why is it so? That these four of them, they appeared in a very interesting way. And in this way, the two divisions took. Why is it so? This is what Ramayana teaches. Ramayana is Upabrahmana. Brahma. Vedas are called Brahman. Sabda Brahman. But Vedic literatures are very difficult to understand. Vedo Upabrahmanarthaya. Upabrahmanarthaya is the purpose of to explain the Vedic literatures to Brahmanas are created. Brahmanas are actually the itihasas, the Puranas. Ramayana, the Lord appeared as Ram to give us Ramayana. As Vishnu appeared, Veda Purusha appeared as Rama. The same Vedas appeared in the form of Ramayana. The unattainable Lord came as Ram so that anybody could attain him. The unattainable Veda. Very difficult for people to understand the Veda. Very few people are even qualified to study the Veda. That Veda became available for everyone. The Lord's glories are so much, people thought, oh, very difficult to attain. So Veda is also so glorious, very difficult to understand. So the same Lord, whose natural quality, which could not be exhibited through the Vedas, he was forced to come as Ram to exhibit his natural quality of Saushilya and Saulabhya. What is the meaning of Saushilya? Saushilya means you are very great, but you don't make the other person feel you are great. That is called greatness. Ravana was also great. Hiranyakashipu was also. What is big thing? Being rich is nothing. Being powerful is nothing in this world. What is the point in being powerful? Many powerful people came and died. Greatness, many great people came. Great leaders came. Influential people came. What? It doesn't make any sense. The real greatness is that you don't make the other person feel that you are great. He's so free to come and have a rapport with you. That's called real Saushilya. When you make the other person feel you're very great, exhibit your greatness, when what happens, the other person feel inhibited in his relationship with you. Lord Ram was available. His greatness. He's having all the wonderful qualities. But his friends are who? Just see. He's so great. He made friendship with Guha. He could have made friendship with so many kings. There are so many kings, small kings. At that time, when Lord went for Vanavasa, so many kings, he could have just said one word, call him, they would come and fall flat at his feet. But he did not make friendship with them. He went and made friendship with Guha Kai, most low-class person. At least he was a human category. And the next, he had a friend, Sugriva. He told Sugriva, I am actually making friendship with you, but in this way I came and took shelter of you. So Lakshmana started crying. In four verses, Lakshmana speaks, Oh, Sugriva Sharanam Gataha, O Lord Dasharatha, who is onto whose feet? The kings of all of the kings around the world came and took shelter of, and the Dashrath's son is coming and taking shelter of a Sugriva, who had lost the kingdom, lost his wife, and crying. That person is taking shelter of. Lakshmana started crying. Just see. Of course, at least Sugriva, he was a Vanara.
Now Vibhishana, here is Dhanava, he is Rakshasa. Lord accepted Sugriva and told Sugriva, when Ravana, his dead body is lying there, and Mandodari was crying, and Rama, he tells Vibhishana, Vibhishana, now you do the Antim Sanskar, the last rites of Ravana. And Vibhishana says, one who has stolen your wife is an animal, and there is no question of any last rites for an animal. Let the birds and all the wolves come and eat his body. I will not do. Then Ram says, the world knows, Vibhishana, that we are four brothers, but actually we are not four, we are five. Panchamam Bhatram, you are actually fifth brother. Now if you don't do the last rites of Ravana, since I accepted you as my fifth brother, I have to do the rites of Ravana. It's called Saushilya. He went to the ashram of Shabari, this old lady. Her only qualification was her faith in the spiritual master. Matangara, she told, Ram will come one day, that's all. No spiritual knowledge. Of course, she was Dharmacharini. She's been described as Dharmacharini by Narada. Every day, she comes to the house inside, she sits, oh, Ram has come or what? He goes out, she goes out and comes. 11 and a half years, practically. Every day, at least 50 times, she would go out and then come. Oh, Ramasya, Rama conscious, Krishna conscious. Ram went to their heart. Not a great personality. Jatayu did the last rites. What? Saubhagya. Ram did not give it to his father of doing the last rites. He gave it to Jatayu, bird. Called Saushilya. Saulabhya. So these two prominent qualities which are there in the heart of the Lord but could not be exhibited through the Veda. The Lord has come as Ram to exhibit, and the Veda has come as Ramayana to exhibit this. In the Vedas, you have the four Purusharthas. The Purusharthas are Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. We know this very well. Dharma, religiosity, Artha, that is economics, Artha, Kama, desires, Moksha. Moksha means liberation. Ramo Vigrahan Dharma, please remember, Rama is Dharma. Personified. Lakshmano Lakshmardana, Lakshmana is Artha. Chaturgno Nitya Chaturgna is Kama. Chaturgna is Kama. Bharana Dharata, Dharata is Moksha. Now, in the Vedas, these are the four Purusharthas, and the Paramapurusha took these four forms and took the role of these four Purusharthas. By birth, Lakshmana and Shatrughna were born. Lakshmana is Artha, that is economy, or Artha means money. Okay, let me use the word money. It's not just money, Artha is not just money. And Shatrughna is Kama. Kama means desire. By nature's law, we are bound to earn money, spend money to satisfy desires. As long as you connect Artha with Kama, as long as you use your money to satisfy your desires, you will cry. Lakshmana and Shatrughna were born together. That means when you put these two together, you will cry. It is Artha. When you use your money for sense gratification, the whole world will cry. That is why people are suffering in spite of all the wealth. People have crores of rupees. I know one of our donors in our temple, for a temple, he has purchased 8 crore rupees worth flat in South Bombay. It is not a very big flat, just 3 rooms and one hall, that's so 8 crore rupees. He's suffering like anything. Calls once in once and starts crying, literally crying. And a pauper has not even a bank account. He cries at things and suffering. Why? Because he has used his money for satisfying his desires. then what you are supposed to do this money? Lakshmana is only meant to serve Ram. Whatever artha we have, when we use this artha for kama, artha becomes artha. What is the purpose of artha then? Dharmartham evam artham. The purpose of artha is to protect dharma, to serve dharma. Or I mean, dharma. Vigravan dharma. So when you put artha and dharma together, then what happens? Both artha will be happy and dharma will be happy. The world will be happy. So this is the purpose of Lord's appearance, to show that as long as Lakshmana is with Ram, both are happy. On the other hand, we have kama, desires. Oh, a lot of desires? Yes. Your desires, Shatrughna, is meant to serve Bharata. Who is Bharata? Moksha. People think moksha means, mukti means go to the forest. No. Bharata did not go to the forest. Lakshmana went to the forest. Ram went to the forest. Bharata, he actually ruled the kingdom on behalf of Ram's padukas. So Bharata is actually taking the responsibility of Ram, to execute the responsibility of Ram. So if you have desires, what should be the desire? To execute the responsibility of Lord Rama. Connect your desires in executing the responsibilities of Rama, and connect the wealth, that is the artha, in protecting dharma. And that is realization of Veda, that is Ramayana. Veda being played on the stage of this world is Ramayana. The Supreme Lord, he came and showed to the entire world what is the purpose of Vedic literatures. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Four came. Ram, Lakshman, dharma and artha put together. Kama, Krishna, karma, arpade. Narottam Thakur says, kama, Krishna, karma, arpade. Who was doing Krishna karma? Ram karma? Bharata. Sir, you have desires to have a party? Have a party. No problem. What party? Satsang. That is also a party. What do you need in party? You talk, you hear, you drink, and dance, eat. So you have a satsang. What is satsang? Is what is satsang? You hear, you talk, I mean, you hear sometimes someone, you talk, you ask questions, and then dance, and then have a song. You have desire to build a beautiful thing, build a beautiful temple. A satisfaction of desires by engaging your desires in serving Krishna. On the other hand, wealth is meant to serve dharma, protect dharma. Of course, Ramayana is unlimited. Prabhu Ramachandra's qualities are unlimited, but most important quality of Lord Ramachandra, as asked by Valmiki, 16 qualities. In that 16 qualities is Gunavan. What is that Gunavan? Is Saushilya and Saulabhya, without which all the other qualities become zero. That is why Saushilya and Saulabhya, in one sense, these two can be translated as compassion. It's a very inadequate word to say this thing. Just use the word compassion. This compassion, which is actually technically, even normally, Saushilya and Saulabhya, easily available and easily one can develop a relationship with very, very easily. Saushilya and Saulabhya, these two are the Atma, the soul of all other qualities. Without these qualities, other qualities becomes disqualifications. All the disqualification with these two qualities becomes qualifications. That is why in the 16 qualities, the first quality is quality. Which quality is that? Compassion, daya, which are two forms, that is Saushilya and Saulabhya. So this is how Ramayana goes further and further into a wonderful 24,000 verses describing that. Sitayam charitam mahat. Of course, there are so many things it's been discussed, but we are running out of time. Any questions, please do ask.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much for such a wonderful class and elaborating on the term Gunavan, what it means, that it is actually Saushilya and Saulabhya, and talking in great detail about it. Thank you, very, very indebted to you. Very beautiful class. I really liked it a lot, saying very soon to Valmiki Rama, and it was very beautiful. Prabhu, I just had one question. I just wanted to check in which, maybe in some commentary or something, but where this pastime of Dasharath marrying the 350 ladies for the sake of escaping from Parashurama is mentioned?
Oh, I have heard. I have not really found any reference for that. It must be somewhere, some Purana was talking about it. If I find, okay, I'll let you know.
Thank you very much, Prabhu, but the theme of the class was wonderful. Thank you so much.
To come back, come back without attaining. Hare Krishna. So you stop here?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the wonderful class. I would like to check with everybody if there are any more questions for Prabhuji at this point. All right, so once again, Prabhuji, thank you so much for the wonderful talk. And we are very grateful to you and look forward to having your association with you.
Yeah.
As
thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Mataji, the Vrinda Mataji and Sita Priti Mataji, they wanted to chat.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you very much for Ram Leela.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Vila Sai Mataji, should we go ahead?
Yeah, Shama Gauri Mataji, is it okay to go ahead?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. We are going to recite Ram Raksha now, and if you want to leave, you can leave. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji, Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pahanebhyo Vaishnavo. Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan Ki Jai. Ki Jai.
Echi Komalichan Prabhuji Ji.
Jai.
Thank you Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Hare Krishna.
Okay, Mataji,
you
can go ahead.
Okay, Mataji. So, Mataji, just to avoid the echo, we're just going to have the verses divided between Vrinda Mataji and myself. So, I'll go ahead and then Vrinda Mataji is going to say the next part. So, just to give a brief introduction about Ram Raksha Stotra. So, Ram Raksha Stotra is a Sanskrit stotra, hymn of the praise, and it is used as a prayer for the protection from Lord Sri Ram. It was written by Saint Buddha Kaushik Rishi during the Vedic period, and the meaning of Ram Raksha means a protection given by Lord Ram. It also, reciting these mantras also gives mental strength to a person by making him feel fearless. So we'll just start with the mantra. Hare Krishna. Shri Ram Raksha Stotram. Om Ganeshaya Namaha. Asya Shri Ram Raksha Stotra Mantrasya. Buddha Kaushika Rishi, Shri Sita Ramachandro Devata, Anushtup Chandaha, Sita Shaktihi, Srimad Hanuman Kilakam, Shri Ramachandra Prityarthe, Rama Rakshastra Japi Viniyogaha, Atat Dhyanam, Dhyaye Dajanubahum, Dhrutacharadanisham, Baddha Padmasanastam, ीतं वासो वसानं नवकमलदलस्पर्दिनेत्रं प्रसन्नं वामाङ्कारूढसीतामुखकमलविलल्लोचनं नीरदाभं नानालङ्कारदीप्तं ददतमुरुजटा मण्डनं रामचन्द्रम् इति ध्यानं चरितं रघुनाथस्य शतकोटिप्रविस्तरम् एक एक अक्षरं पूसां महापातकविनाशनम् ज्ञात्वा नीलोत्पलच्छामं रामं राजीवलोचनं जानकीलक्ष्मणपेतां जटामुकुटमण्डितं साचितूर्णधनुर्वाण पाणिनिस्तं चरान्तकं स्वलीलया जगत्रातुम् आविर्भूतम् अजं विभुं रामरक्षापटे प्राज्ञा प्राप्नग्ने सर्वकामदां शिरो मे राघवः पातु बालं दशरथात्मजः कौसल्येयो दृशौ पातु विश्वामित्रप्रियश्रुति ग्राणं पातु मखत्राता मुखं सौमित्रिवत्सल जिह्वा विद्यानिधित्पातु कण्ठं भरतवन्दिता स्कन्दो दिव्यायुधत्पातु भुजो भग्नेशशामकृत् करो सीतापतित्पातु हृदयं जामदग्जित् मद्यं पातु खरघंसी नाभिजाम्भवदाश्रयः सुग्रीवेशः कटिपातु शक्तिनी हनुमत्प्रभु उरुरघुत्मता पातु रक्षकुलविनाशकृत् जानुनी सेतुकृत् पातु जङ्गे दशमुखान्तकः पादो विभीषणः श्रीद पातु रामोऽखिलं वपो एता रामबलोपेतां रक्षाम्यसुकृती पठेत् स चिरायु सुखी पुत्री विजयी विनयी भवेत् पातालभूतल व्योम चारिण छद्मचारिण न दुष्टमे सप्तस्ते रक्षितं रामनाम्नभि रामेति रामभद्रेति रामचन्द्रेति वा स्मरन् नरो न लल्लितै पापै भुक्तिं मुक्तिं च विन्दति जगज्जैत्रेण मन्त्रेण रामनाम्नाभिरक्षितां यः कण्ठे धारयेतस्य करस्थ सर्वसिद्धया वज्रपञ्जरनामेदं यो राम कवचं स्मरेत् अव्यायत्न सर्वत्र लभते जयमङ्गलम् आदिष्टवान् यथा स्वप्ने राम रक्षामि मां हरः तथा लिखितवान् प्राप्त प्रबुद्धो बुधकौशिकः आरामः कल्पवृक्षाणां विरामः सकलां पदाम् आभिरामसि लोकानां रामं श्रीमां च नः प्रभु तरुणौ रूपसम्पन्नौ सुकुमारौ महाबलौ पुण्डरीकाविलाक्षाक्षौ चीरकृष्णाजिनाम्बरौ फलमूलाशिनौ दान्तौ तापसो ब्रह्मचारिणौ पुत्रो दशरथस्तयो भ्रातरो रामलक्ष्मणौ शरण्यो सर्वसत्त्वानां श्रेष्ठो सर्वधनुष्मतां रक्षं कुलनिहन्तारौ श्रेत्रायतो रघुत्तमः आत्मसज्जदन च विसस्पृशा वक्षिणशुभनिशङ्गसङ्गिनौ रक्षणाय मामरं मम रामलक्ष्मणा वग्रता पति सदैव गच्छताम्
सन्नद्ध कवचीखरकी चाप बाणोधरो युवा गच्छन् मनोरथोऽस्माकं राम पातु स लक्ष्मणः रामो दाशरथी शूरो लक्ष्मणानुचरो बली काकुत्स्थ पुरुष पूर्ण कौसल्येयो रघुत्तम वेदांत वेद यत्नेश पुराण पुरुषोत्तमः जानकी वल्लभ श्रीमान अप्रमेय पराक्रमः इत्येतानि जपे नित्यं मद्भक्त श्रद्धयान्वितः अश्वमेधाधिकं पुण्यं सम्प्राप्नोति न संशयः रामं दुर्वादलश्यामं पद्माक्षं पीतवाससं स्तुवन्ति नाम भिद्वर्ण ते संसारिणो नरः रामं लक्ष्मणपूर्वजं रघुवरं सीतापतिं सुन्दरं काकुत्स्थं करुणार्णवं गुणनिधिं विप्रप्रियं धार्मिकम् राजेन्द्रं सत्यसन्धं दशरथतनयं श्यामलं शान्तमूर्तिं वन्दे लोकाभिरामं रघुकुलतिलकं राघवं रावणारिं रामाय रामभद्राय रामचन्द्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः श्रीराम राम रघुनन्दन राम राम श्रीराम राम भरताग्रज राम राम श्रीराम राम रणकर्कश राम राम श्रीराम राम शरणं भव राम राम श्रीरामचन्द्रचरणौ मनसा स्मरामि श्रीरामचन्द्रचरणौ वचसा गृणामि श्रीरामचन्द्रचरणौ शिरसा नमामि श्रीरामचन्द्रचरणौ शरणं प्रपद्ये माता रामो मत्पिता रामचन्द्रः स्वामी रामो मत्सखा रामचन्द्रः सर्वस्वं मे रामचन्द्रो दयालु ज्ञानं जाने नैव जाने न जाने दक्षिणे लक्ष्मणो यस्य वामे तु जनकात्मजा पुरतो मारुतिर्यस्य तं वन्दे रघुनन्दनं लोकाभिरामं रणरङ्गधीरं राजीवनेत्रं रघुवंशनाथं कारुण्यरूपं करुणाकरन्तं श्रीरामचन्द्रं शरणं प्रपद्ये मनोजवं मारुततुल्यवेगं चितेन्द्रियं बुद्धिमतां वरिष्ठं वातात्मजं वानरयूथमुख्यं श्रीरामदूतं शरणं प्रपत्ते कूजन्तं राम रामेति मधुरं मधुराक्षरम् आरुह्य कविताशाखां वन्दे वाल्मीकिकोकिलम् आपदाम् अपहर्तारं दातारं सर्वसम्पदाम् लोकाभिरामं श्रीरामं भूयो भूयो नमाम्यहम् भर्जनं भवबीजानाम् अर्जनं सुखसम्पदां तर्जनं यमदूतानां राम रामेति गर्जनं रामो राजमणि सदा विजयते रामं रमेशं भजे रामेणाभियता निशाचरचमो रामाय तस्मै नमः रामान्नास्ति परायणं परतरं रामस्य दासोऽस्म्यहम् रामे चित्तलया सदा भवतु मे भो राम मामुद्धर राम रामेति रामेति रमे रामे मनोरमे सहस्रनाम तत्तुल्यं राम नाम वरानने इति श्रीबुधकौशिकविरचितं श्रीराम रक्षास्तोत्रं सम्पूर्णं श्रीसीतारामचन्द्रार्पणमस्तु. Thank you very much, Mataji.
Hari Bol. Very nice. Very, very nice. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hari Bol, Vrinda and Sita Priya Dasi. Hari Bol.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Dandot Panam, Vrinda Gopi and Dandot Panam, Sita Priya Mataji. Hari Bol.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.